This is CliffCentral.com.
This is the sound of the Hardy dance that we would get if we were going live. We pre-recording our podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Worst Guys. It's Mark Bluely and Riaba Sosisele.
Wake up.
We are here in the Cliff Central building, and the topic today is always hot. It's about levels of frequency. Where do you vibrate amongst the people around you, and how the people around you determine your ultimate success or destination, rather. Let's not call it success, because there's so many things around that that are debatable. But let's say your destination, because we doing this thing, The Worst Guys Shandies, and it feels dope, you know. But obviously, over time, we grow, and people start to take notice. Shout out to Shashi Naidu for liking my Instagram post. You know, shout out to Jeannie D. I see you, girl. You know what I'm saying? So what I feel now is this. You know, I've almost transcended into a different place. I wasn't getting likes from Jeannie D on my Instagram in high school. You know,
because you were that nigga.
Yeah. How's that high school nigga?
You were jerking off to it. That's what you were doing.
Exactly, hijacked. Like literally. You know. So now we've obviously
elevated to the game where you might be able to do some young piano tricks.
And I'm old enough now. I'm legal.
Hey, Sashi, my nigga's legal now.
Yeah, I'm legal for days.
No, hold on. No. Like, I just want to say, Sashi, I appreciate the fact that you appreciate my homie over here.
Holla.
I just want to let you know that if you give him the chance, this is no joke. If you actually give him the chance, trust it. You'll never forget it.
You'll never forget it in your life. We need to do something about that empty ring finger. Yo, I see the Instagram post, that ring finger is empty. I'm like, I should just go over and propose right now while you're in my boneng, you know. Yeah. Anyway, that's what I'm talking about. Levels of frequency. Who do you vibrate with? And it's so funny because it's almost out of your control, but it is at the same time. You know, you don't decide who the people around you are, but you kind of determine your own path. For instance, I'll give you a big example. Close friend of mine, I work with her at Buzzred, KG. Now, she's a young comedian. Mm. And her first time on stage was at our show at Giovanni's. And she was hella dope. You know KG is hella funny, right? And we told her this afterwards. And now she came back and she was even funnier, you know? And we told her, you've got potential for greatness, right? And now she's seeing that. The world has been open to her. But the way we initially met was through my work at Buzz. She was the leader at one of the schools. Okay, we teach drama, dance, and singing for some context. And she was one of the leaders at the school that I was just assigned to, you know. But she was like literally a year before that, not even a year, a bit more. She had been thinking about going into comedy, writing comedy, asking people about, you know, how to get in, because she didn't know anyone or any way to actually do it, you know. Mm. So there I was. And it's almost as if her intentions brought me to her, you know. Just like our intentions bring us to everything that we have and everything that we do. If we didn't want to run a comedy show, we wouldn't have a comedy show. Mm. If we didn't want to run a podcast, we wouldn't have a podcast. Mm. We wouldn't be on the show with Darren Cliff. We wouldn't have gotten to that place.
And that podcast one is actually quite deep, because if for those of you who could recall one of the podcasts that we did previously about speaking things into existence, mm-hmm. we had a mock podcast done, where we had a couple of friends over, you know, female friends, because that's how we do. You know, we had an Indian girl, an Asian girl, we had a color girl, we had a white girl. We was just like
spicy. It was spicy.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful, and we made as if we were in the Cliff Central studios. Yeah. He actually said, we are live on Cliff Central. Only to find out Malcolm Zulu would, you know, penetrate.
as he does. And get into the Cliff Central building.
Come on.
Let's talk about this.
I think it's all of these names with the E, you know. Sashi, Genie. You know.
Mimi.
Hey.
Speaking into existence.
She's a married woman.
Ooh, I know. If a married woman wants to cheat, she'll take that ring off and put it on a bedside table and put it back on when she goes back home. That's the realness of this life.
Hey,
man.
That's what Drake said. He said, I know a woman that's happily married until she puts the phone down. It's like, But going on to what you said.
Yeah. Okay. So we spoke that into existence and the thing with KG and the comedy, and now she sees this thing that we see as well, you know. It all of a sudden breaks down all the illusions, that you conquer the armies of illusions, that's how I like to put it. And you start noticing so much bullshit. But here's the tricky part, I think, is once you start getting into this place and seeing the people around you, you start to notice that even the people that you've always idolized and thought were cool ain't really that cool. You know, they ain't it. You know what I'm saying?
Because you're on that side with them.
Yeah. So now we're at school now. We're all in the same class.
Can I give you my analogy of how I see it as well?
How?
Life has different levels, you know? And I think it was Muzi Twala, my boy. He gave me this analogy as well. But it's different chessboards, small, medium, large, right? Mm-hmm. But you get 6 in total. Now, we all move along that board, all right? We start off with the smallest board, small, as a pawn being played.
Mm-hmm.
And as we progress in life, the decisions that we make in life, we either progress or regress. As on our position on that board, right?
Or get chowed.
You know, or get chowed.
Yeah.
Or get chowed, you know? So you go from a pawn on the small board to being, you know, the king on the small board, and then you move to a pawn on the medium board, king on the medium board, so on and so forth, until the king on the large board, right? And kings on the large board would be like people who hold high positions in companies that they work at, you know, they seem to be happy, you know, because they're getting all of that money, you know, but they're still being played. You're being played.
But you see, this is where we get to conversations about the Illuminati. Who's the king? Who's the top guy? Because
that's where the top guy, we allow ourselves to be played by the top guy. That's why if you switch it, the other three boards is where you are playing now. You are playing with the pawn. Until you eventually work up to a level where you're playing with the king on the small board, and you work your way up
until you're a god, essentially.
Exactly. And that's where we are. We are playing the game now. We're not being played by the game.
I see.
6 boards, you choose which 3 you want to play on. But essentially, when we're born on this earth, we're all born on that small board being played. You know?
Yeah.
You're dependent as fuck.
All right, because so what we understand is that there are levels to this shit.
100%.
And I'm what I understand from what you've said with this chessboard analogy is that when you get to the place where you're playing, you're in a position where the outside does not influence your behavior or how you interact with the world. You are kind of in charge of it.
Exactly.
The best way I can put it in a simple term is when the petrol price doesn't matter to you anymore.
Yeah, you just like, you always knew. It's like, hey, bro, like if I continue to focus on the price of the petrol, like I can't allocate enough time for me to focus on what really matters.
No, not even like that. I mean, like, petrol can be 35 rand a liter, and it won't. You're so rich, you're so at that place of your freedom and existence. And let's not lie, money is freedom. We all know this. So that's why levels also have to do with money. That's why there's tax brackets. So I think a big factor in leveling up is money. So I think that's what we're still coming up. We're still, Shashi, I know, take a break. We're coming out with the money. We're going to go to Cannes Film Festival and we'll do the things with the boys. Don't worry. So I'm saying money is one of those things that determines your level. Mm. You know, and I think a big factor for us now is that even though we've got the mentality, we don't have the money. So people don't always necessarily take us seriously. Mm. You still want to ask me why I'm the worst, guys. Bruh, let's chat about the business that I run. Let's chat about the fact that I do comedy and I'm killing it. Let's chat about any fucking thing
else.
They're
scared.
Yeah. You can't. How dare they actually? Are they so dope that they can call themselves the worst? Really? Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah. So it's that thing. So money's a big factor in terms of realizing your next level.
Sometimes, yeah. Have you seen how they make comparisons of celebrities before they popped?
Mm-hmm.
Like a Rihanna back then, before Pond de Replay, where she was still living in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. Somebody found a picture through the internet. You know how the internet is.
Mm-hmm.
And then compared it to Rihanna now and say, sometimes you're not ugly. Sometimes you're just broke.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And that's it. That's what you're saying right now.
No, for sure. That's exactly what it is. You're at this place where even though you're there mentally, I'm sure Rihanna knew she was a superstar a long time before we did. And now she vibrates with the frequency around the people she's with, and then she realizes, and I think that's what starts to happen when you start to blow up. You start to lose people who are not on the same frequency, you know, because...
And that may be your friends, and I'll tell you this. People tend to say, yeah, you've changed, you know, I knew money would change you. And it's not that.
Mm.
It's not that. Most cases, the people who have elevated to those levels are exactly the same. In fact, they're even happier.
Mm.
And what happens, the people that they used to surround themselves with, they become jealous. They become, they feel guilt that they didn't pursue their dreams.
Mm.
And then project their fears and anger onto you and say, you've changed, you know?
No, you just stayed the same.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the problem. We're supposed to change. We're supposed to grow.
And they make you feel bad for actually pursuing your happiness.
Do
you hear what I'm
because
saying?
It's starting to work out now.
Yes.
Because for the most part, they could have been like, yeah.
We should have all been the same on the same level.
Yeah. Okay, so now, what about that energy, you know?
That's people, why we excluded.
Yeah. We're not on the same frequency, right?
You can't be. That's why you start to surround yourself with people on the same frequency as you. They become detached as well. They start to drift away.
Mm.
You started, like, you'll just find the universe making you more in contact, like your genie D, like your Sashi, making them more accessible because you guys are all like attracts like, dog. It's just what happens. Sometimes it's not even a thing of you're forcing the situation.
It just happens that way.
Where we find ourselves in circles that we never found ourselves in before because we're at that level now. You know?
So how do you beat the guys with money? Is it just a waiting game until, you know, your flourish comes?
Yeah, I think the focus needs to be taken away from the money in order for the money to come through. You know? I think because the more we focus on the money, it takes away from what we can create of the art. Because if money's a focus, then that is then the driving factor for us to do the things. You know, it should be that we're doing the things out of love, and out of love, we're producing our best. And by producing our best, putting it out there, we get rewarded for it.
Yeah. But in the meantime, because I think we are doing our best, and I think we are putting love in there. And by the way, if you're also out there pursuing your dreams, if you're not giving it your everything, then it's not enough.
Yeah.
And we are doing that. But in the meantime, while we wait, we still have to go to Spine. We both, you know, we've got Spine today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude. We're in the trenches.
Yeah, we're still in the trenches, and this is where I kind of have difficulty sometimes because I think about it. I'm like, okay. I've always been of the idea that people should risk it all, just jump, dive right in.
Which you've done.
Which I've done. But I've kind of held on to something that is outside of myself. When I say something out of myself, I love the work that I do with kids and teaching drama and dance and singing because it's still artistic. But it's not my output into the world. You know, it's me trying to grab onto a train that I think is going to leave me, and I'm going to be scared, and I'm going to be alone on this platform with no roof over my head, you know. So I've been thinking lately, I'm like, shit, should I just dive again? You know, even I left the corporate world, but that was the corporate world. Now I want to leave the world that's outside of me. You know, instead of that, I want to build, okay, I'm an actor. This is how I make my money. I'm a comedian. This is how I make my money. I'm a writer. This is how I make my money. Mm. All of that with no other external. And these things, I'm not saying will be perfect. They'll come with their problems, but it's not.
It's better to deal with those problems than the problem of regret of not following and the problems of the work that you would be doing.
Yeah, there's problems all the time. All right. Yeah, you know, so there's problems every single time. So I'm not going to disregard the fact that I need a job, you know. But at the same time, I really don't want one. And I'm not saying I'm not willing to work. Just let my work that I do out of love and out of passion give me what I want, you know. I think you can get to a place. And the perfect example is when I went to Cape Town to shoot Good Omens, which is dropping in 2019, yo. I'll drop the trailer on our social media. You can hit us up on Twitter at @_worstguys. Instagram, The Worst Guys, one word, and Facebook, The Worst Guys. It's just a full bow tie, dog. Look for the bow tie. So anyway, I was there, and this was my first big gig, like, getting flown out to Cape Town. I'm staying at a dope-ass hotel, the Pepper Club, right on Long Street. View of Table Mountain. Five-star. Gang. You know? And the next morning, I charter's nice buffet breakfast, and then we drive to location. But I don't drive alone. I drive with one of the other actors who's also staying in the same hotel. And I've forgotten his name, unfortunately. He ain't that famous, but this is his life. This is a man who's not even famous. And it's like, oh, okay, cool. So where are you from? He's like, yeah, I'm actually from London. Because the show is based in London, by the way. It's on the BBC. And he's like, yeah, I'm actually from London. And I was like, oh, is that where you just come from now? He's like, yeah, we shot some scenes in London. And then we went off to Singapore to do some stuff there. And then we came to South Africa. And then we went back to shoot some stuff in London. And we came back again. I think this is the last stretch before we finished. And so I'm like, so literally every day you wake up, chow, hotel breakfasts on dope ass locations with dope ass views. You go to set, you sit in a trailer, somebody does your makeup, you ask for water when you need it, you read books in your trailer, you do whatever you want in your trailer, bang the holes if you want to, you know, whatever. That's like insane to me that life can be real, and here I am slugging a box and a little bag with all my props and shit, walking on the street trying to catch a taxi and be like, yo, can y'all hold this for me while I climb right in? And I don't resent it. I understand that it's part of my hustle, part of my process, but I do genuinely believe that life is possible. I saw it with my own eyes. Man's not even famous, dog. I can't even tell you a show I've seen him. He's nice. And that's what I also want to get across. It's not about the fame. Maybe the fame is a plus because you get to have fun with it, you know. Maybe somebody lets you cut in the line at McDonald's, you know. You know, we could never know what that would reap. But the way you live your life, live it like a superstar. You don't have to be on the top Billboard 100 to live life like a fucking superstar. And that's what I mean about frequencies and energies and being around people who think the same way as you do.
That I was gonna get back to that point about the frequencies. That's why it's important to surround yourself with people who believe that it is possible for you as much as they believe that it's possible for themselves.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the times we find that you find yourself in the same situation that you were in, seeing that it's possible. But now you go back home, you know, and you're being told, no, it's not possible. Go study, go get a job, you know? Like, you're being fed a different frequency, but you've been exposed to a different one. Here, you're being told that it's not possible, but you've literally just seen it.
Mm.
And you know, there's been documented facts about people doing this shit.
Yeah.
You play their music in your car. You know, when you turn on your radio, it's there. You know, you can't run away from it. Turn on your TV, it's there. You buy a product, it's there. You can't run away from the people. Like, there are I was listening to a Sunday Soul podcast by Oprah.
Oh, Super Soul Conversations.
Super Soul Conversation. And like this lady was saying, the world is beginning to be a better place. And I've also been preaching that. We've been preaching that, like, it's getting better.
I see it, yeah.
You know, she was even like 60% of the world is awake. But the news just projects those 40% that those dummies that are still fucking sleeping.
Okay.
Which is so dope.
Because in reality, most people I encounter are free, loving, open minded people about scenarios and situations.
Speaking about how the world is waking up slowly, saying that God is becoming a lot more present.
People are spiritually awakened. Meditation has become a big factor in a lot of people's lives.
The fact is of us trying to save the world, a lot more people going vegan. Vegetarian
people, you know, preaching love,
people preaching love, just doing it in different ways, you know?
Because if it doesn't happen, history is just going to repeat itself.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. Like, back to the frequency on that level, they're saying it's not possible, but if you vibrate on this level and you hear people saying no, but it is possible, let me show you. They're not doing it for you, they're just showing you that it's possible. Now you have got to make the choice. Then you've got to put in the work. And you've got to have that patience. And with the patience, it's not necessarily about just, you know, waiting for it to happen. It's what you do during the wait. And like, having the faith and belief that it's going to happen whilst letting go of everything else.
The choice is the most important factor for me that I think that you put out there. But just on the last notes of the frequency, I think that's also why people are able to choose for themselves what they see in you, you know. Like we're talking about, if we see the same things, and me and KG now, dude, I got an hour long voice note from KG. I'm not complaining about it. I listen to it like I listen to podcasts while I'm cooking or whatever, and it was entertaining as fuck. She's hilarious. But that is like, that's a big realization. It's like, you know how we talk about this shit every night. After every night, we'll go home.
So maybe that's why it's something that's like, whoa. But when you put it into context, it's all that we do.
It is. Every day, literally, this is what we talk about. But what I'm trying to say is that she sees that in me. And anybody can see anything they want in you, because we compile of everything. So I can see something bad in you. And if that's the main thing that comes out from me,
it's you.
It's me. I'm reflecting myself off of you, because I see that in myself. You know, and that's why I think that the frequency that we put out, the energy that we put out, is so important, because then it they can't fight you. You know, you'll end up being guilty by yourself for hating somebody who's never done anything wrong to you. You know, and you'll feel that, because if you coming from a place of love and a pure place of joy and purity, you know, you're protected. So all I'm saying is, be aware of your energy, because it does attract the people around you. It does attract the events that take place in your life. It's serious business, you know, almost more important than school. And this is why we keep talking about how school didn't teach emotional intelligence, didn't teach. I would say it did teach spirituality, but not in a secular sense. Religion is too much. Like at the school we went to, it was too religious. But I won't lie, to this day, because I still am a firm believer in the higher power, the messages that came from the music that we sang in chapel, they ring for days with me. Make me a channel of your peace. Yes. Make me a channel of it. Oh shit, you know which one was one of my favorite? Guide me, the great redeemer, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand.
Bread of heaven.
Feed me now and evermore.
Oh.
Feed me now and evermore.
That's what happens when you let a duck injai come to your chapel. We would like to introduce Thug Angels.
The Dark Angels. We made a little barbershop in high school. In an Anglican school, we called ourselves the Dark Angels. You see,
wasn't it Thug Angels?
No, the Thug Angels is the remix that came out from our people on the playground. But the official title. And I'm sure they struggled with announcing us. Yeah, guys, so we got the Dark Angels are going to sing a couple of numbers for us.
Hell, hey, I want your soul.
You can call me the Dark Lord if you want, bro. Call me the Dark Lord. But yeah, man, I definitely think that your energy is important and you need to be aware of it. And it's hard to be positive all the time when you can't be. Just shut the fuck up. I think honestly that's the best way to go about it. Just keep quiet and then bring back the love when you can, yo.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, man. You hanging out with the worst guys.
The one and only, the most notorious. Everybody told us about being fake ass fugazi. We could never be fake ass fugazi. We are the real guys. We are the worst guys. Jeez.
Hey, let's not give them too much. Y'all know you can wait for the worst guys cipher that comes on at the end of every single podcast. We make a song right on the spot and it's always hot. But for now, we're talking about the frequency on which you vibrate on and the people who you surround yourself by. And genuinely speaking, genuinely, if you don't like the people around you, if they treat you badly, if you constantly continue to allow that to happen, it's your fault. You are part of the problem. If the people around you do nothing but complain, you're probably one of them too.
Yep.
So whoever you see around you, know that that is you. That's why I like seeing that Shashi Naidu. Like, I'm like, oh, superstar. I like chilling with Rhea versus Cecilia in my life. I'm like, oh, superstar. I like having podcasts with Gary Cliff because I'm like, oh, superstar. So my world around me is reflecting my inside. But because I made the choice to start it off, the choice is yours. You can do this the easy way. I can do this the hard way. Oh, so I see you choosing a hard way. All right, don't choose the hard way, man. Do it the easy way. Be yourself. And I think that will make you content. Because who you are and who you're around should be one and the same, right? Or is, actually. It's not even should be, it is. So if you want a better life, be better. Mm. And the things around you will be better. It's that simple, dog.
It starts with thyself.
Yeah. But anyway, it's been a dope-ass conversation. Like I did mention earlier, you can hit us up on all our socials, on Twitter, the_worstguys, Facebook, the worst guys, and Instagram, the worst guys. Look for the bow tie, baby. Some sophisticated goons. Now, on to the news stories that have caught our attention over the last week.
We're in trouble again. One more penny. At it again. Read about it. Extra. Please grab young Farron. Extra, extra. Read all about it. Life story of play.
All right. So, first story that has caught my attention over the last week has to do with Floyd Shivambu and his brother and the EFF.
Hey, you think he's guilty, take your evidence, be a good Samaritan. And
show the codes.
You know what I'm saying? That's what he's saying.
But there's records. There's records of the money being transferred. So we know it's been transferred from VBS Bank. 16 mil apparently. And 10 went to his butt. So here's the EFF, right? The country's hope. The country's ray of sunshine, who is going to liberate our people once and for all.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a sham. Like every other political party. Like every other politician.
Wait. Did we not know, though? Are
we
going to act like they were clean?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, no, I'm not saying to you.
Yeah. No, we say to the people. That's what I'm saying, too. I'm like, how many times are we going to talk about who we put our trust in to run this country, to run this world? They keep showing us to our face.
No, they're different this time.
It's different.
over it.
I they have changed. They keep different? Showing it us to our face. And I really believe that we need to start looking at ourselves to run the country, building things that will make our country more efficient. It's like we create our own society of inventors and creatives. It's something that stems from Ayn Rand's philosophies of individualism and capitalism. And that's why those things are important. And that's why the land debate is so divided, because we can't give shit away for free, man. But we need the land back, you know. So let's find a way for people to work the land and reap from it. But we need to be able to work towards bettering our own society. You know, it starts with building your own garden. You know, I was having a chat with Robin from Lifestyle Home Gardens outside. They do a little feature on Gareth Cliff's show in the morning about building my own garden. I'm so keen to get to that point.
Yeah.
And serendipity has it that their building is actually 5 minutes from my house. But this is the type of thing now. I want to work on making, firstly, home better, and then we can spread it out across the world. Okay, so I believe climate change is bad. I believe that the food products that we eat cause harm to animals. What am I doing about that? I still chew McDonald's now. I don't always talk quarter powder cheese. But now I'm looking at building my garden. You know, there's a garden there. There's a patch there. So I'm saying, let's build the garden that is our country. You know, we have to do the things. J. Cole made it such a valuable point that I can't believe we haven't spoken about, but it's in the same vein about, you know, taxes. It's 2018. How come there isn't an app where you can decide where your taxes go? Let's say I got my app. It's signed to my...
You delegate what you...
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, there's a school in Limpopo that needs books. I'm going to donate $1 million, da, da, da. That's part of my taxes. Oh, shit.
So you know exactly what you owe.
Yeah. Durban needs a hospital in Umlazi. Shit, let me put my taxes... So they make... Let's say they say, okay, 20% of your taxes donate to anywhere and anyone. That's the type of shit that, you know, we can create. And they say create the things you want to see. And I want to link up with somebody who can do that shit, yo. But then first we have to overthrow the government, which is quite a slip. Because then we might face, you know, jail time shit. But, I mean, in the world where we want it to be better, we must lead ourselves. Yeah, I can't be led by fools anymore. I refuse. And I don't know how you guys can as well, knowing that you're better than these fucking people. It frustrates me. But anyway... Keep voting. Next news story that has caught our attention. Canada just really legalized the recreational use of Mary Jane. Sweet Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Sweet Mary Jane. Jane. It wasn't supposed to go that far, but I was feeling it. I was in the moments. Maybe because I love her too. You know, she's another lady of mine that I love. So yeah, the people are on the bus. People on the bus, it's happening. And I think they're going to go like ham now. Because Canada was one of the first countries to make it legal for medicinal use. So now for recreational as well, I think the whole industry is going to start to change. People are just going to see more and more how useful it is, how beneficial it is, how much of a cash cow it is. This is literally a cash cow that we're stashing away. We're hiding it. Who?
I think maybe the world knew, okay, sharp, there's already a lot going on. Okay, I think the world needs cannabis now. Cannabis.
Yeah. Let's calm shit down a little bit.
You know how dope it is knowing that somewhere at the UN meeting they're talking about, okay, guys, why haven't you legalized it yet?
Yeah. That must be dope.
Guys,
I wanna...
Stop it. Stop it now. Legalize it. I want you to go back to your country and let the people smoke.
I think it was probably Pusai, whoever brought off is like, oaks.
Guys, who are those... fucking countries we have weed as legal, because now when I come there I don't want to
it's them, bro. It's them. All right, okay, so That's a evolution happening right now. The evolution is taking place in the world. And I think 10 years from now, it will be an industrial thing. It will be used for all the benefits that it does have. Clothing, man, anything. Last story that has caught our attention is Kanye and Trump in the White House. All right. This has obviously been causing an uproar.
As it always does.
I'm still so surprised that people still get surprised when Kanye West says anything. And I'm not even disregarding what Kanye West has to say, but Kanye has always been the guy who just says it how he feels it out of his mouth. And he waits for the reaction to see, just like you guys, you know. And I kind of respect that. I almost wish I didn't have a filter either. You know, some things I want to say, they're like, I wish I didn't have that, because Kanye decides to not have that. And I think it's beautiful.
Filters are placed out of fear.
Dog, and he ain't got that shit. And that's the bravest thing a person can be, is themselves fully and completely. And people are talking about all the shit he said in the Oval Office with Trump. There was nothing that was particularly off or insane. They trying to make that everything that Kanye says is crazy. For real. The only thing is the hydrogen plane thing. What if he does know of somebody who has a design for a hydrogen plane? And, Doug, if I was a rapper, if I was Kanye West, people are going, I'm going to show this guy this hydrogen plane, dog. Imagine the president rolling in a hydrogen plane. I also got to tell this person about my knickers, you know? So he just went in there and he spoke. He's like, I love this guy. I love Donald Trump. And I think that's where people started to go, ugh. Especially black people.
Because how are you going to fight, you know, how are you going to fight the bad with hate, dog? How, dog? That's what we be doing for how eons, dog.
Dog.
Have we not learned from history, dog? Like, that's the thing, dog. Like, who's this? Albert Einstein defines insanity as doing the same thing, expecting different results. So now here's Kanye preaching love to the nigga that's hated. That's hated.
Mm.
And the nigga then told Kim Jong-un, hey, let's just chill with the missiles. Let's just chill with the missiles.
Yes, Kanye inspired him. Kanye,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I spoke to Kanye. Let's chill with the missiles.
Yeah. Right? So that's this guy. He's doing everything that we wish. Not. I don't want to say it like that. He's breaking barriers. And he's calling out the monolithic thoughts. He also had a periscope that he had loaded on Twitter, which I know some people think is crazy. But there is mind control. We are being sold a certain product. We are being built to feel insecure so that we buy products. That's all it is. You don't need any of this shit. You're already alive. You've got the gift, you know. But here's advertising my face. Fuck. I need the new Fenty Beauty. I need the fucking, I need the new Jordans. I need, you know, when you don't. And he's trying to break away from that. And he was even saying in that periscope, he was like, yeah, people are saying, you know, because of the way I talk, the way I talk is too aggressive. I'm not making any sense, but y'all know what I'm saying. But it's also the way society's been structured, that you have to talk like this and you have to be programmed to be a bro, you know? And it's so true. And I just compare him to Will Smith. Because Will Smith is dope, but he's measured and he's structured and he says things in a particular way to get across to his audience. Mm. Do you know what I mean? He has to keep that Will Smith proper, cool, still applicable to the youth, but still got the old guys listening to me. They're going to jump out of helicopter on my birthday, G. You know, that kind of thing. So he's got that mainstream media hold. But Kanye West is like, I'm not going to make anything. I'm not going to make it a show. You know, I'm not going to put firecrackers. I'm just going to tell you how it is, and how it is makes me feel like this. And for me, it's raw and it's unfiltered and it's uncovered, not even uncensored. There's no facade with Kanye West. Mm. He says how he feels it, and that's it. And the fact that he still gets this impact, although for a lot of people, it's a negative impact or controversial impact, it's real impact without the toys.
At the end of the day, everybody who's commenting, everybody who's sharing their opinions on Kanye, it's all love. It's just less love than what we're giving out there, saying that Kanye West isn't crazy. Because you don't take the time out of your day unless there's a little bit of love.
To say something about it. Yeah. But I think it's because people do love Kanye. You know, he gave us such dope music. But, this is the thing. I'm so glad I remembered it. The biggest problem with society in general is that they want you to be what they want. Not what you are. So people want Kanye to be... I miss the old Kanye. Kanye's been ahead of us for so long. You know, this is literally what people are saying. You know, I miss the old Kanye. No, dog. Kanye's been dope. And he still is dope. And you're going to buy his next album because you know he's dope. So now just accept what he is and stop trying to make him what you want to be. You know, there is no status quo. And we're kind of the first ones to realize that. And I think that's why it's a shock. Because the game's done changing. Ria mentioned earlier that 60% of the world is awakened. And I think it's going to happen more and more with the connections that we have on social media. And being able to speak about things like this through podcasts. And tell you guys that the energy you give off matters.
Bro.
Looking people in the eye matters. You know? So I hope you understand where this is coming from. It's all love. And I ain't doubting that nigga. But anyway, we are about to wrap out with the Worst Guy Cypher. As always, it's been a pleasure and a treat. This is a part of the podcast that we make a song on the spot. And it's hot. Let's see what demands. Ooh. You gonna pump the volume there a little bit? Oh.
Hey, look. I can never tell you what I'm gonna become. I can only show you what I'm gonna become. I can only let my actions speak for me. And as I speak for me, I speak for the worst guys. Jeez. On my right, I got Malcolm Dooley. And sitting next to Malcolm Dooley is me. R-E-H-E-B, I spit on the beat. I spit that heat. I'm a worst guys. G. I'm a worst guys. G. I represent the worst guys in the world. Me. I'm the best guy, but it's a massacre every time I step up in the scene. Everybody wanna look at me, I'm looking clean. I'm looking dirty is what some people would think. But don't think for the other people. Let them think for themselves. And you think for yourself and think for everybody else. If they don't think out of love, because I'm thinking out of love. I'm thinking from the one above, G-O-D. Everybody know he speaks through me. I'm just a vessel for the message be. I am just a messer, so listen to me. Hey,
I can never be you.
Hey, and you could never,
never.
Hey,
you can never be me.
Hey, hey,
you can never, never.
Hey, hey,
I can never be you. I can never, never,
never, never, ever.
And you can never be me.
Never. Ever.
You can never, never,
never, never. I'm so mighty clever. That's why the rhymes are coming out so much better. Let me tell you, I'm gonna get this cheddar. I'm gonna get my bread. I'm gonna get ahead. I'm gonna be rolling in my beamer. And I'm gonna see Shashi Naidoo, she be beaming. Styling next to me and say, hey, I'm so happy with the worst guys, G. They should've never told me that these guys are pretty cool. I think I'm the fool for leaving these guys hanging when they're the tool, the right tool to use to get ahead. I wanna play the game. I wanna get in bed, but instead everybody coming to me telling me I can't be your worst guys, G. But this bitch is all over me, touching my chest. I say I know I'm banging on it cause I know I'm the best. So let me tell you that you can relate, because these hoes out here don't wanna fuck you, but they wanna do to me what everybody wanna do. They wanna come and sit
never,
on my
never,
I can never be you. I can never, never.
You can never be me.
Never, never,
I can never be you.
I can never,
never,
and you can never be me.
Hey, hey,
you can never, never, ever.
You could never be me.
Never.
I am a worst guy's G.
Ever.
You are just a fucking pleb. You should go and rethink instead.
Ever.
Who you wanna be on this earth?
Never.
You gotta go and find your worth.
Never.
You gotta go and find your purpose.
Never.
You gotta stop living in the circus. Hey,
I can never be you. I can never, never. You can never be me.
Never, ever, ever, ever.
You can never, never.
Ever.
I can never be you.
Never, never, never.
I can never, never. And you can never be me.
You can never, ever, never, ever, never be me.
This is CliffCentral.com.